This Carrie and Tommy catch-up gives you easy access to all the bits you may have missed. The new Tradie Baby Zipsters feature a two-way zip to give you easy access from the top to the bottom of your little one. Tradie Baby. Tiny, tough.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Sure is. Welcome to Monday, Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, you're chipper given the mood in here.
I know, it's frosty.
Oh, one team member has hit another team member's car today.
Gosh.
We need to discuss it.
And if you are listening later and you're part of the team and you don't know anything about this, we're so sorry, but we've hit your car.
Look, it was all in good fun.
Was it?
I don't know about that.
But up next, you had a wild weekend.
I had
so many questions I have to ask you about your weekend on the trots.
It involves a celebrity, it involves getting kicked out, and it involves a loss of opportunity. Mm. We can discuss all that.
And a drunk friend.
Yes.
Yes. Were you the drunk friend?
Well, wait and see.
All coming
again.
Up next.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Saturday.
Yes.
I thought of you for much of the day.
What do you want to know? Because you were meant to
I
be there,
to
of course,
everything.
But you were crook, yep. So you couldn't make it to the races.
Yeah. You were there, and yes. I know what going out with you entails, and so I was slightly disappointed that I was missing out, but slightly looking forward to today when I got to hear all the tales.
Well, it wasn't a good start. So I flew one of my best mates into town because he's got a newborn bub.
Yeah, your godson.
Yes.
Yep.
And I thought it'd be a great chance to get away. So he brought his godson down and godson could stay with the grandparents. Mm-hmm. Our flight was an hour late. Mm-hmm. I already had a tight turnaround to get to the track. Our flight was an hour late.
We were then his?
Yes, or, yep. Us together.
Yeah.
And so then I was an hour and a half late to get into the car to go to the track.
Mm.
And then I got halfway to the track and realised I'd forgotten my tickets.
Oh, my God.
So we tooled in about 2.5 hours late.
Oh, my God.
Which is a great start. And then we decided to make up.
Oh, shit.
Mm. What I did not factor in was that he's got
a new dad?
Yes.
Yes.
And new dads can't drink like non-dads.
No, they can't.
Oh, mate.
Mate, you should know from me when we go out, two champagnes, I'm like,
One stage I knew we were walking into a marquee and and I knew he was getting a bit fun because he jumped on my back and he goes, I'm your backpack. I'm your backpack. And they go, Tommy, is that your plus one? And he goes, no, I'm a backpack. It's just Tommy and his backpack. And I went, okay, this is not fitting in with the classy surroundings.
Fun, I know him. He's fun.
He is very fun.
Yeah, fun when it's not your friend.
Fun when it's not your friend.
It's like when we were in LA and you were going around and hitting people in the forehead with your hand and laughing.
Fun
but not fun when it's your friend.
Well, a very similar thing happened because, of course, we were at the Channel 10 marquee, which was stunning and full of gorgeous people and our bosses.
Yeah, no, I had a chat with our big boss about 2 hours ago about this. So it'll be interesting to hear your side of the events.
I chatted with him as well and I know, but I was actually relieved. So that big boss said that my mate was tickling him, was that right?
Yeah,
on the back of the
he
neck?
He said to me,
on the nape of his neck?
Because you sent me a message on Saturday saying the day was going well, but we've been kicked out of the Channel 10 marquee because Haydo's just gone too far.
I wasn't going to use his name. And so I'm glad you made up a fake one. Well done, Biggers.
Sorry, yes. And I thought it was code for you had gone too far. But when I spoke to the big boss at 10 about an hour ago, he said, and then Tommy's friend started tickling the back of my
Yes. It wasn't as bad as I looked over at one stage and he was hugging a guy and I said to the guy, I said, is that okay? Too much? And he goes, nah, it's funny. It's fine. And he was hugging him and kind of nestled into his neck.
Oh, God.
And then I turned around and had a dance and I turned back and he was licking the side of his
head.
Oh,
God.
I went,
oh, not fun.
I looked at him and he goes, this is a bit too much.
But the thing that I'm more interested in is because a little birdie's told me that you having to leave early because of Haydo may have put a little bit of a dent in what could have otherwise been a wild Saturday night.
Well, there's some opportunities that come around very rarely in this life.
Mm.
And, of course, there was a low hand. There was actually two low hands in the marquee. Yeah, she was there with her sister, Ali. And
Ali Lohan.
Yep.
What does Ali Lohan do?
Heaps. And they are super fun and super friendly.
Mm.
And so they were telling people, come to dinner, guys, come to dinner. And I was part of the come to dinner throwing round entourage.
And she came up and asked you to come to dinner?
Come to dinner. She's got people that do that.
Oh, her people came up and asked you.
Yeah.
And so, that's funny. Were you going to go with because her people don't
do you know what I did? I went into panic mode and I was like, how are we going to get to dinner? And then our boss here goes, there are choppers that are going. We can maybe free up a few spaces and you can go on a chopper.
So you can get to dinner with the Lohans.
Yeah, so you can go on a chopper. And so I was like,
did you get
great.
A number?
I don't know. No, I'm not
you
sure.
Did, didn't you?
No.
Okay, so hold on. So when they say come to dinner, did she then exchange numbers with you then or her people got your number?
People, yes.
Yeah.
And so we managed to walk in two spots in a chopper.
Yeah.
But then I turn around and my mate's licking faces.
And
he looks at me and goes, I think he's too drunk to go on a chopper. And then that went from too drunk to go on a chopper to I think you guys have to leave the marquee.
Oh, no.
And so then not only did we not go, we then had to leave the track.
Oh, you're such a good friend for taking him, though.
I tried to get rid of him so hard. But he was on my back going, I'm your backpack. It's very hard to convince people you don't know your backpack.
You missed out on your night with the Lohan.
Yes, I missed out on... I missed out of a night, any night.
Oh, well, it's interesting because my Saturday was so similar.
Just as wild.
Yeah, I've got to tell you about it next. Very, very similar.
Great.
Get to it after this.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
You said you had an epic weekend. Mm. So good. You almost did dinner with the Lohans, only your mate got in the way and you had to go home early.
Yes.
Still fun, though, to bed. Still fun.
Oh, bits of it.
Now, I was meant to come to the races, but I couldn't because I was sick. And it was pretty disappointing for Chris and I. And then we thought, you know what? We haven't had a lot of alone time together because we've both been sick. We've been doing the whole swap beds to be with the sick kid because the whole family's been sick as well. We're like, let's still keep our babysitter and let's go have
Let's have some snotty
fun.
Alone time together.
All right. Yeah.
Let's chuck some pseudo down and have some fun.
Okay. So babysitter arrives, Chris's parents, mid-afternoon.
Great.
They're like, where are you off to? And then I look at Chris and I'm like, where are we going? And he's like, I don't know. Where should we go? And I'm like, I don't know. Have you organised anything? He's like, well, no, I didn't know what you wanted to do. And I was like, well, I was happy to do whatever you wanted to do.
Oh, anyway, the worst. This is the worst. I hate when people go, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? Oh, just one person.
Just make a decision.
Take charge.
Then we thought we might go to Pilates together and then we're like,
wow, you know how to do fun.
That's not a fun thing to do.
If we can do anything in the world, what do we want to
and
do?
And then we were slightly upset that his family had come to our house because we thought if we dropped the kids off at theirs, we could have just come home and slept for a couple of hours. Yep. That would have been really fun because we're both really tired. Anyway, we decided we'd just jump in the car and then we'd just go where the wind was going to take
Great.
Us. Right?
One of those wind-powered cars.
So we got
cars.
In the car and it was pouring with rain. Like, good, so where do we go?
Yeah. Where did you
and
go?
And then we were like, let's go to a pub. And then I'm like, oh, yeah, but I'm driving. So then I won't be able to drink. And then we were like, we could go see a movie. We're like, yeah, why don't we book dinner and we'll go to a movie before dinner. And so
that's nice. That's great.
Yeah, so
I really
like
both those things.
Yeah, yeah. So then we couldn't find a movie that was on at a good time. So we ended up going
didn't
to...
Didn't you have the whole day? Any time?
By the time we went round and round.
By the time you've got in and out of your Pilates gear four times.
It was about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, no. What time did the baby
decided to go see a Spanish film.
Oh. That's such an elderly thing to do.
Oh.
Why don't we go see a foreign film?
We were the youngest by that.
They're exactly like our films, but a bit crap.
There was none others on, and then I said, have you found anything good? He goes, not really.
This one involves reading.
Blade and Glory. No, it wasn't even called that. Anyway, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Like, great. So we get in the car, and we're driving on the way there, and then I turned to Chris, and I was like, you're not well, are you? And he goes, I feel so horrendous. I said, should we stop off on the way and get some Panadols? Because if we get some Panadols, then you'll perk up a bit.
Yeah.
So we did a drive by the pharmacy, got some Panadols.
Yeah.
Got some drugs on board. And we're ready to go.
Woo! We just scored. Woo!
I went into the cinema a bit early, so I had a glass of wine. And,
wine and Panadols.
Watched the foreign film. I was so exhausted reading the subtitles, nearly killed me.
Yeah. Was
got
it good?
Look, Penelope Cruz. It was good.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I mean, it was long. It was too long, but it was good.
Yeah. Actually, even if Penelope Cruz asked me personally, do you want to read a screen for 3 hours and then you can chat to me? I'd go, no.
Then we got out and we're like, let's go catch dinner. And it was 5:40, so we got a 6 o'clock dinner session.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And we sat across from dinner.
And glass of wine.
And then Chris is like, how's your food? And I'm like, well, I can't really taste it because I'm so sick.
Yeah.
He said, I don't think I felt worse. I think I need to go on antibiotics. He was coughing like, you know how I've been coughing. He was coughing and coughing. Anyway, we each had a glass of wine and dinner, and at about 7:10, I was like, are we done? He goes, I think we're done. We were home in bed by 7:45.
Still using the babysitter, though, or were the kids back then?
Well, Ollie was still awake when we got
home. Of course he was. Sorry. I was forgetting it was 8:10.
And the babysitters went home, and I was like, you know what? Look, and we both decided we really enjoy the spending
some
time together.
Did you decide to go wild and stay up and watch sunset?
No, we split rooms. He went downstairs, I went upstairs. I watched a bit of Working Mums and had a good night's sleep.
Well,
I actually got up 4 times to Addie, so it was a wild night.
Yeah.
Anyway, we enjoyed ourselves. It wasn't quite your weekend, a bit of alone time. And then I came to work and I was feeling a little bit flat after hearing about your weekend. And then I asked Buzzy.
Yeah. Oh, damn,
Tommy,
Buzzy.
Tony, what did Buzzy. He ask you before? What did you get up to on the weekend, Buzzy?
And I said, I made homemade butter chicken and homemade naan.
What?
And I've never felt more like a loser.
Almost as good as dinner with Lindsay.
Oh, better, I reckon.
Yeah.
You actually got to eat.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I asked Sonda, our producer, what does she do on the weekend? You're going to have to get Mike on, Sonda, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. And she has to get up off the ground.
Should
we go to a song and come back?
No, I don't. What did you do on the weekend, Sonda?
I went camping. I forgot to bring the blow-up mattress, so my husband stopped talking to me and we slept on the floor.
So not everyone can be Tommy Little, but, you know, we're all good and good.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across the country. We are here for Tradie Baby Zipsters, now available at Big W and Best and Less. Tradie Baby, made tiny tough.
Super soft too. Such gentle fabric.
Isn't it a lovely mix, being tough and soft?
See, it's nice.
Yeah. That's what a lot of people have described me like that.
Have they?
No.
What's the soft bit? As in your squishy?
Oh, that's really rough.
No, I'm asking you. You're the one that's called yourself that. I didn't say you're soft. You said people call me that.
Buzz,
so
she's called me soft. Let's move on.
All right. Well,
I'm confused.
Still do have a big show to come. Someone in our team crashed into another member's car.
That's why he's all irritated.
Maybe that's why. Is it you?
Because my car got smashed into.
Oh, is it your car?
I don't know.
Find out soon. Up next, though, guys, sit back, relax. I've got a new fun little game I want to bring to you.
Oh, Buzzy.
I know.
It's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
I thought I'd let you guys sit back and relax for a Monday.
Oh, thank God.
And I'll take control of this because I've been flicking through the papers and I've noticed a bit of a trend popping up. I saw a story in the paper the other day and it said, the black leather jacket that Olivia Newton-John wore in Greece has sold at a charity auction for $552,000.
Damn.
What?
And I was like,
$552,000?
That much money.
In the paper the other day.
Yeah.
Damn, you must be getting the news quickly because I saw that in the paper today.
That's about 2 days old.
Wow.
It must be old news what the paper
I mean, I guess it was a pretty iconic movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this as well, Marilyn Monroe, one of the dresses that she wore, $405,000. The black and silk one.
Yeah.
The top.
Wow. I like the one above the grate.
Oh, yeah.
I went as Marilyn.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, as a dress-up one.
That went for $405,000.
Damn. And Kurt Cobain's, that was around that. Kurt
Cobain's, the other day, his cardigan.
From the
MTV. With the holes in it.
Stop ruining the game.
What? Sorry.
We're doing this.
Celebrity clothing price is right.
Oh, I like it, Buzzy.
Hello,
all right.
Larry Emder. Come on down.
All right. So I've got five bits of clothing worn by celebrities. Mm-hmm. You guys have to guess closest to the amount that they sold. If you go over, bam, bam, you're out.
You know what was always my favourite in The Price is Right? The little mountain climber that went up and then it fell over
the goat. Your lay.
All right. Let's kick it off with number one, one of the most iconic costumes ever worn in a music video, Michael Jackson's red leather jacket from Thriller.
Is this like a while ago?
Yeah,
or
it would have 2011.
Certainly depreciated in value.
I feel like
and is this US dollars?
US, all this is US dollars.
In 2011.
Okay. Yeah.
So when was that? That was a couple of years after he died.
It's also a few years after the recession, the global crash of 2008.
I reckon I'm saying over $1 million.
And so if we go over,
yep.
Are we out?
Yes.
So it's closest without going over. Okay, so
you got
to
look
number?
An actual number.
1.1 million.
Okay, I'm going to say 950,000.
Oh, first points go to Carrie Bickmore.
Oh, what a go for it.
$1.8 million.
Oh, my God.
I know.
That's really good.
All right, here's one that you guys won't know. Kurt Cobain's green cardigan. From Nirvana's MTV Unplugged session.
Just because we talk about it doesn't mean we retain that knowledge. I don't remember. I feel like I want to say 500,000 US.
I think it was 400,000 Australian, which is about 240,000 US.
Tommy's closest.
Ooh.
337,000
US?
US dollars.
I managed to be incorrect twice and still get a point.
It sold only last week as well. So it went up for auction again, sold a bit earlier on. Last week went back up for auction, $337,000. All right, one apiece. Judy Garland's Dorothy dress from The Wizard of Oz.
Ooh. Oh, I've seen the movie Judy the other day. It's very good.
I reckon it can't be as much as Michael Jackson's.
Wizard of Oz dress is pretty iconic. If Marilyn Monroe's is only going for how much was that?
Yeah, but that wasn't the most. 400,000? This would be the most iconic Judy Garland, wouldn't it?
Yeah, okay. It wasn't Marilyn's white dress. Yes. I see what you're saying.
I reckon this is, I reckon we're north of one. I'm going to say 950.
I'm going to say 850.
Tommy's closest, but way off. $1.56 million.
Wow.
The Dorothy dress. All right.
Right.
Gosh, okay.
Another point.
Here we go.
So what is it now?
2-1.
Okay.
Audrey Hepburn's black Givenchy dress from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh, is this where they're smoking that famous photo of her with the glasses, smoking the thing?
2006, though.
Yes.
A while ago.
But it's such a...
iconic.
I think...
I'm going to say 1.4.
I reckon this just takes one uber-rich gay man to throw a lot of money at it.
Are you going north of two?
I'm going north of two. I reckon 2.1.
Ooh, both wrong. Both over $807,000.
Oh, that's a steal.
I know.
Let's get one.
All right, final one. Elvis Presley.
Yes.
His soiled undies.
Great.
Elvis is soiled. I mean, there's crazy Elvis fans.
Yeah, and the soil surely adds more.
Yeah, definitely does.
And you're basically buying two items.
And it came framed. So the person who...
So the smell's trapped.
It's weird. I would have thought if you were buying Elvis's dirty undies, you wouldn't want them framed.
Wouldn't you be so unhappy? Yeah, because you want to sniff it.
Because it'd just be weird. You just want to be weird with it.
Yeah. Wouldn't you? Wouldn't it be awful if when you die, you still get to watch everything that goes on Earth and you're like, I didn't really soil those jocks. Someone's putting a teller in those.
Or just the assistant's going, I'll soil them and then claim it was him that soiled them.
Yeah, some expert comes along. No, I know Elvis's bog anywhere.
What do you reckon?
I reckon $26,000.
What? Yep. That's all?
Yeah.
I'm going to say 350,000.
Tommy takes it out! Yes! $94,000.
Is that all? I would have paid way more for them.
Well, this speaks volumes about you, but also give us a pair of jocks. Buzz, we're going to need you to soil a bit more jocks and see what we can get.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
I remember because last week... You were bragging about a certain skill of yours. Mm-hmm. And so today...
Which skill was this?
We'll get to it. Today we...
I mean, I know because I did this with you earlier today. I was playing along.
We decided to set up a trap of sorts and surprise you.
I'm not liking this already.
What do you see?
I don't know. I see Tommy.
Yeah.
Enter the Bickmore. Hey.
Hi.
Still confident in your parallel parking abilities? Welcome to... Can Bickmore back it in?
Yes, I can.
Well, your team doesn't have confidence in you because, look, Caitlin has put styrofoam on the back of her...
Oh, we don't need styrofoam, mate.
Also,
what's this? Do we have a Carrie and Tommy Black Thunder that I didn't know about?
Yeah. What are you driving around in?
Why? Is this your car?
They said they gave us both one.
There is no way you drive around in one of these.
There was actually one car that came and tried to back in there and they got nervous, particularly when we were filming them, hit the gutter and then drove off.
Oh, no, there's no gutter hitting that's going to be going on.
Oh, you reckon you're not going to hit a gutter?
No, no cars, no gutters. I mean, I haven't tried it. Is this a Jeep? A Wrangler? Yeah, I'm not... It's not my preferred car.
What's your preferred
parking
car?
I prefer to do it in mine, to be honest.
I don't think the budget and the station's high enough to have one of your cars, mate.
No, but I think you can parallel park your own car. It's different to parallel parking somebody else's car.
Is this stinking like excuses already?
Well, it is. I can't just parallel park anyone's car.
That is exactly what you said.
No, I just said I'm good at parallel parking. My car.
Do you accept the challenge?
I do accept the challenge.
Okay, I'm jumping in.
Did you not take it out for me? Or do I have to get it out as well?
Yeah, you have to get it out.
So Carrie jumped into the Jeep Carrie and Tommy branded Black Thunder, sandwiched between producer Caitlin's car and producer Saunders. And it was going to be a tight squeeze even to get the car out.
This is a good start. She can't put it in gear.
No, I'm just trying to get myself settled. I might just have to do a couple of laps to get familiar with the car.
Yeah. Buzzy, can you hold our spot?
Yeah.
Does it have beep, 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 beepers?
No.
Nothing. I reckon you've got about 30 centimetres either side as well to manoeuvre.
Will it not beep at me if I'm going to hit the back?
No.
No beep.
Why?
Because you're a good parallel parker.
I know, but I still
good
need
parallel
to...
Parallel parkers don't need beepers.
Just what, I know, I need to use the window.
Is Saunders, so just make sure you don't hit it.
Oh, mate, you shouldn't have put Saunders behind me then.
Because if it wasn't Saunders, you could have hit it as much as you want.
Oh, that's your car? How do you feel?
Ooh.
Oh. I reckon that's 2 centimetres.
We're not even barking yet.
I didn't say I was good at getting out of parks.
Oh, no, I
said I was good at getting in.
Oh, my
gosh. I didn't hit it, did I?
Nah.
See? I knew it.
If you roll back any further, Gary, you're actually going to hit the car.
What's the insurance scenario?
You're paying. You hit, you buy. We haven't even started the challenge yet.
Yeah, well, it's pretty tight, mate.
It's actually not.
What's going on the side of these cars? Is there a big side to them?
Is there a big side to them?
Oh, God.
Okay. Do a lappy?
Yeah. Where's she going?
Can you get through up here?
I'll just do it around about, kind of. Just got to get familiar, you know?
No indicator. Last second, realised you were being filmed. Remember to indicate.
So there you have it. 4 hours into the challenge, and we haven't yet started the challenge.
It's all right. Good things come to those who wait.
How are you feeling at this stage? Were you confident?
Very confident.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, you find out how you go parking
maybe
in,
too,
and how many cars were smashed up next.
Harry Bigmore and Tommy Little.
I was a bit too confident a few weeks ago, and I should learn this by now. Saying things on radio means I'll be put to the test.
Best parallel parker in the world. So we set up a challenge. Yep. We put Sonda's car and Caitlin's car and put you in a Black Thunder and set the task
so far,
of
so far it took me a long time just to get the car out of the park.
It makes me wonder what you do, because you said you're good at parking but not good at getting out, which makes me think you park cars all over the country and then just leave them.
Anyway, we got out, went for a trip around the block just to get familiar with the car, and now we're ready to back it in.
How are you feeling, Sonda? Your car's at the back here.
I feel like I'm in the firing line and, like, she's epically going to crash into me.
Why have we put all the foam on Caitlin's car and not yours?
Because Caitlin's more precious about her car.
How's the approach? What are you aiming for?
Okay, you got to go up. Your window, passenger side's got to line up with the driver's side of the car that's parked.
Are you meant to be about 2 metres away from the car?
Look, not ideal, but once again, we're in a larger car, so I'm not
Once
quite
again, you
sure.
forgot to indicate.
I might just have to go and just get a bit closer.
Oh, she's nervous about the...
I'm not nervous about anything, mate.
Is it usual for people that are good at parking to do 2 approaches?
Oh, when it's not their car,
and then end up further away?
No, I'm good.
What are you... Oh, that doesn't sound good.
Okay, so now we go... We start reversing.
Obviously,
Hard in. Now we start turning, or a bit more, then we start turning.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it made it very tight.
Is it meant to take this long?
Just going to let this car go through.
Like, if I said I was getting milk and I took this on, hey, you can't already drive out. You haven't even got in.
Yeah, there's 2 cars backed up on either side.
What, in 47 moves?
No, I just got to get the car a bit closer.
Whoa. Oh, God.
Don't be dramatic.
Oh, Caitlin, she's getting close to your car, mate. Are you feeling...
Not good. Don't talk to me. I can't. No good.
Is the bunny hopping part of the good parking?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, why is it so jolty?
Because it's not my car, mate.
I told you, if I went to get milk and then took this one...
I don't believe that you parallel parked this in here to start.
You haven't even tried.
I reckon you parked it and then put Caitlin's car in Sonda's car.
You haven't even tried.
I'm doing it now.
Are you? Is this it?
I'll be honest, I reckon she's got this. She's got no confidence in herself.
Oh, yeah.
Is this Sonda's way of getting a new car? I'm just going to go...
Oh!
Right, calm down.
That was the national sign for good park.
I'm just going to...
Go a third attempt. Oh, I'm so good at parking, it takes me 3 times. Why now are you so close to it? I don't think I've ever been more terrified in a slow-moving vehicle. Oh.
Oh, she's done it.
No.
Oh. Oh, she's good.
Too close to the curb.
Oh, lucky there's not a time limit on the challenge. If this was a 15-minute park, we'd have to go find another one because our time would be up. Oh, loves a gutter. She loves a gutter. She loves it. Yeah, that's good enough. Why wouldn't you leave it there?
I mean, that wheel is almost cut in half.
We're on the gutter.
We're literally, if you go any further, you're going to hit us.
Is that why the car's stopped?
Yeah, it's on the
I mean, that's pretty good. Are we in? Are we in close? Yeah, you're up. You're up the sidewalk.
Okay, hold on.
Is it still Monday? I've never been in a car that's turned more. Even the cops have rocked up because it's a crime scene. We've had a crime against parking. Quick.
Thank you very much, everybody. I just parallel parked perfectly. So you just shut your little pie hole. I'm off to have a coffee.
Oh, God. And welcome to 2020.
Hey. That's a perfect park. Right up against the edge, flush. You always hope for a flush park. I probably could have gone in a bit closer up here.
Yeah.
I mean, no cars hit, bit of distance between both of you to get out. I call that a success.
So it was great. I did not plan on celebrating Christmas, New Year's and my birthday when we were in there. But you got there eventually.
Thank you. So, who's the best parallel parker in the world?
Certainly not you, but you might qualify for worst.
It's raining. It's really. Wet weather makes it harder.
I know. Yeah. It was summer when we started the challenge.
The longest challenge we've ever done.
Only it was set to get longer.
Because that's what we needed. We're all getting pneumonia out there.
Well, no, I just thought you were so cocky and reveling what you thought was my demise.
Yes, true.
That I decided to hand the keys over to you. Mm. And there's not many things you can't do.
There's heaps.
No, it's not. You say you can't do a lot of things and then we do challenges and you always manage to achieve them. It's
don't give
very
away
annoying.
The ending.
Well, could you achieve this or not?
We'll get to that next.
Carrie Bigmore and Tommy Little.
Carrie and Tommy across Australia.
So I just proved I'm the best parallel parker
you
in
didn't.
The world.
You actually didn't. We set up a challenge called Can Bickmore Back It In? Because you bragged about her parking,
I'm the best
her parallel parker
ever.
Abilities. And, well, I mean, the arguments kept rolling of how good you were or not.
Despite taking forever, Carrie thought she'd actually done a pretty good job. And producer Sonda controversially agreed with her.
Well done, mate. You're actually excellent.
What are you talking about?
That took about 40 minutes.
No, I've
ever seen. If I saw that, if I was sitting at a cafe, I would have got out and said, would you like me to park your car?
No, I reckon if you'd backed yourself the first one, you would have gone straight in.
I reckon if you'd done it better, you'd done it better.
Let's go. Here we go. Let's go. Hey.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, indeed, because Tommy promptly jumped into the Jeep to prove his parking skills.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. He's going to hit our cars. This is not funny. Tommy! Tommy, please don't hit my car.
I can't promise that.
His car. No, please don't.
Oh, s***. What have I done?
Oh, my God.
How far have I got back there?
Not far. Oh, not far, mate.
Really?
Oh, God. I feel more scared than when I was driving.
Same.
Oh.
Up on the curb.
Am I going to make it there?
Necessary.
Oh, God.
To be fair, that was better than Bickmore's first attempt.
Yeah, that was. Oh, my God.
Stop.
I'm worried he's actually going to hit our cars.
So while Tommy zoomed off on a blocky, the producers came up with an idea just to stitch him up a little bit and put their cars in further danger.
All right, just because he's so smug about it, Caitlin, we thought we'd just reverse your car a little bit, make the spot even tighter.
Why did we reverse my car? Now my car's going to be hit.
Here he is.
Oh,
sh**.
Someone who doesn't understand spaces.
I feel like that's closer now.
God, you're a long way out, mate.
Nah.
Oh, my God, mate.
Caitlin loves her car.
Okay.
No! You've hit that! Tommy!
I'm a bit far off the curb, mate.
I didn't want to hit the curb.
Nah, it's not. It's the distance there.
Not my finest.
I mean, that's kind of annoying that you did. Did he hit the car?
The front of
it's called a touch park, and it's what I do best.
Just touch.
You know what else that makes that even more impressive? We reverse that car back a bit.
I thought you did! I knew I was closer!
I mean, that was a bit of fun.
You know what was even better, though?
Mm-hmm.
as we finished up, a postie came along.
I know.
And he, in one second, reversed
in
his massive van in without even back and forth, and he just popped back out, and we looked at him and was like, oh, no, that's the best parallel parker in the world.
So if you're bad at parking, just pull up near a post box, leave it jutting out half the way, and then wait till they collect the post and go, excuse me, sir, can you park this for me?
If you do want to see the video, we'll chuck it out on Instagram as well. Very funny. At Carrie Tommy Show.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Excuse me, that Cavalier next to drive you home.
Yes.
Have you heard, Husey?
Uh-oh.
About what?
I'm nervous.
Somebody is encroaching on your Lindsay Lohan turf. Oh, no.
Little, you filthy pig.
you've gone hard there, mate.
You went in on Saturday, didn't you?
I did,
Scumbag!
mate, we can all be friends. Why can't we all be friends? You're not allowed to hog one person's friendship to yourself.
I saw him at the airport and I was wondering why he was flying around the country so quickly. He's back and forth from between Melbourne and Sydney, and it was to bloody cut my Lindsay lunch.
He was at the races and he was due to go have dinner with Lindsay and her sister
at night.
Yep. Chopper there and everything, only his mate got so drunk that he had to escort him home.
He missed out on going to...
Was that mate someone
that you'd brought along? Like someone, hey, mate, I'll show you.
My plus one.
Yeah, you know what?
A plus one's ruined it with Lindsay.
I'm going to buy your mate a 3-litre bottle of whiskey. That's what I'm going to do.
No, that's what he drank on Saturday.
Yeah,
that's assuming the one that they're not going to catch up tomorrow at the races, or two that they haven't been in touch since. I mean, have you? Well, maybe?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
What do you mean you don't know if you have been in touch? That's strange.
I don't know. I gave my phone number to a...
They've been texting and he doesn't know if it's her texting him back or someone pretending to be her.
I got a video call from her on Saturday night.
What time?
It was about 8:30.
All right, Husey, you text her now and say, hey, I heard you met my mate Tommy.
I will do that. And we will give the result on our radio show.
Yeah. There's a tease.
I'm doing it. I'm doing it.
Have you spent much time with her sister?
No, I haven't seen her sister. No.
Does she write very short messages?
Yes. I wrote her a message involving about 10 lines and I got back 2 letters. But that was a positive 2 letters. It was
It's yah.
I told you it was her. You were doubting it. And I was saying, she's a woman of few words. It's Lindsay. She doesn't need to give you an essay.
Mate, but she's also very sporadic.
But she's also running about 15 phones. So, you know, there's like...
Is she?
Yes. She's
that's fun.
She's many time zones she's dealing in, but...
So do you think it's a ladder of where her friends are at? And do you think I'm on a better phone than you?
Well, that's the Nazim. This is the one that Nazim was talking about as well, remember?
Yeah, well, yeah. So there's...
Luke McGregory's on a better phone than me...
Well, Luke has met her as well.
And
you
the
know
others,
that.
Danny and Jackie, everyone's got slightly different numbers for her as well.
Look,
so it's a lottery.
I'm happy where I'm at. All
Are
jokes
you
aside,
going
I'm very happy
to
where
the
I'm
races
at.
Tomorrow?
Oh, I am.
Because Tommy's going to be there. So I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, but the fact is, Tommy's, you know, there. Well, Tommy is single. So Tommy's in the game. Do you know
mate,
what I mean?
This is a friendship thing.
No,
don't make it weird,
no, Tommy, don't
competing,
you, mate. You
and you've
need
got
to get your eye on the prize.
What did you say? Eye on the prize.
Eye on the prize, Tommy.
Eye on the prize.
No, I'm a spectator in the game of life. You are in the field of battle.
Yeah,
what can he come up with?
If you're a spectator, stop messaging the athletes.
You know, he's the dad on the sideline that needs to stop.
Too much.
I will be yelling
stop
at you.
You're broken dreams out the road.
Talking too in the car on the way home, I can tell you.
Yeah, man.
You had a chance and you ruined it for yourself.
Yes.
Well, I'll be listening to see how you go to see if you get a message back.
All right. Husey and Ed Cavalier up next to drive you home. Bye, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Tiny, but not so tough. That's another Carrie and Tommy catch-up done and dusted. For Tiny Tough, check out the new Tradie Baby Zipsters. With soft and stretchy fabric, the Tradie Baby Zipsters keep your little ones nice and comfy.